Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
This all happened a couple of years ago, so I apologize if some of the details are a bit off. I mean, I feel like I remember it clearly, but sometimes things are so weird that you start to doubt yourself. Still, I suppose weird is kind of what you guys do, right? So I'm studying at the University of Edinburgh, biochemistry specifically, and I was in my second year at the time this happened. I wasn't in any sort of university accommodation at this point, and was renting a student flat down in Southside with a few other second years. To be honest, I didn't hang out with them much. I took a gap year before matriculating, and my birthday's in the wrong part of September, so I was nearly 2 years older than most of my peers when I started my course. I got on with them fine, you understand, but I tended to end up hanging out with some of the older students. That's why I was at the party in the first place. Michael McCauley, a good friend of mine, had just been accepted to do a master's degree in earth sciences, so we decided a celebration was in order. Well, maybe party isn't quite the right word. We kind of just invaded Albanac down on the Royal Mile and drank long and loud enough that we eventually had the back area to ourselves. Now, I don't know how well you know the drinking holes of Edinburgh, but the Albanac has a wide selection of some excellent single malts, and I may have slightly overindulged. I have vague memories of Mike suggesting I slow down, to which I responded by roundly swearing at him for failing to properly celebrate his own good news. Or words to that effect. Long story short, I was violently ill around midnight, and made the decision to walk the route home. It wasn't far to my flat, maybe half an hour if I'd been sober, and the night was cool enough that I remember having a hope the chill would perk me up some. I headed for the Cowgate, and the quickest way to get there from the Royal Mile is down Old Fish Market Close. Now, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that there are some steep hills in Edinburgh, but Old Fish Market Close is exceptional, even by those standards. At times, it must reach a 30 or 40 degree angle, which is hard enough to navigate when you don't have that much scotch inside you. As I have mentioned, I had quite a lot, so it probably wasn't that surprising when I took a rather nasty tumble about halfway down the street. In retrospect, the fall wasn't that bad compared to what it could have been, but at the time it really shook me up and left me with some nasty bruises. I picked myself up as best I could, checked I hadn't seriously injured myself, no broken bones or anything, and decided to roll a cigarette to calm myself. That's when I heard it.
Can I have a cigarette?
I was startled out of my thoughts by the words, as I thought I'd been alone. Quickly trying to compose myself and looking around, I noticed a small alleyway on the opposite side of the street. It was was very narrow and completely unlit, with a short staircase leading up. I could see a light fixture a little way up the wall at its entrance, but it either wasn't working or wasn't turned on, meaning that beyond a few steps, the alley was shrouded in total darkness. Stood there, a couple of stairs from the street, was a figure. It was hard to tell much about them, as they were mostly in shadows. So if I had had to guess, I would have said the voice sounded male. They seemed to sway, ever so slightly, as I watched. And I assumed that they, like me, were probably a little bit drunk. I lit my own cigarette and held out my tobacco towards them, though I didn't approach, and asked if they were okay with a roll-up. The figure didn't move except to continue that gentle swaying. Writing it down now, it seemed so obvious that something was wrong. If I hadn't been so drunk, maybe I'd have noticed quicker. But even when the stranger asked the question again, "Can I have a cigarette?" utterly without intonation, still, I didn't understand why I was so uneasy. I stared at the stranger, and as my eyes began to adjust, I could make out more details. I could see that their face appeared blank, expressionless, and their skin seemed damp and slightly sunken, like they had a bad fever. The swaying was more pronounced now, seeming to move from the waist, side to side, back and forth. By this point, I had finished rolling a second cigarette and gingerly held it out towards them, but I didn't get any closer. I decided that if this weirdo wanted a cigarette, they were going to need to come out of the creepy alleyway. They didn't come closer, didn't make any movement at all, except for that damn swaying. For some reason, the thought of an anglerfish popped into my head. The single point of light dangled into the darkness, hiding the thing that lures you in. "Can I have a cigarette?" It spoke again, in the same flat voice, and I realized exactly what was wrong. Its mouth was closed. Had been the whole time. Whatever was repeating that question, it wasn't the figure in the alleyway. I looked at their feet and saw that they weren't quite touching the ground. The stranger's form was being lifted, ever so slightly, and moved gently from side to side. I dropped the cigarette and grabbed for my phone, trying to turn on the torch. I don't know why I didn't run or what I hoped to see in that alley, but I want to get a better look. As soon as I took out my phone, the figure disappeared. It sort of folded at the waist and vanished back into the darkness, as if a string had gone taut and pulled it back. I turned on the torch and stared into the alley, but I saw nothing. Just silence and darkness. I staggered back up to the Royal Mile, which still had lights and people, and found a taxi to take me home.
You who watch and know and understand none, you who listen and hear and will not comprehend, you who wait and wait and drink in all that is not yours by right, come to us in your wholeness. Bring to us in your perfection. Bring all that is fear and all that is terror and all that is the awful dread that crawls and chokes and blinds and falls and twists and leaves and hides and weaves and burns and hunts and rips and bleeds and dies. Come to us. I open the door.
Thank you. Hi everyone, thank you so much for listening to our 100% original episode. Definitely original, definitely written by me and nobody else, and not the people who inspired us to make podcasts in the first place. Yep. So, thank you again. We just wanted to try something new. And we wanted to, you know, bring in a brand new writer who has never before heard or seen this guy named Johnny. You know, you'll get to know him way more as time goes on, I'm sure, even though he is, you know, not that well known in the audio space. You know, I think right now is a really, really important time to, you know, support original creators, people who don't steal their work and don't, you know, copy it wholesale off of other people. I think in the audio space, it's very important to support those kinds of creators. And thank you so much for joining me today on this day of our Lord, Easter Monday, the first day of April. You know, definitely no other celebration except the day after Jesus came back to life and resurrected and all that. And I'd like to thank Rusty Quill for some reason, picking us to be part of their network. And for legal reasons, I must say, this is completely an April Fool's prank. And for those who don't know, what I just read was the first episode and part of the 160th episode of the podcast that inspired us, the Magnus Archives. And even though they don't need my help to get people listening to them, they certainly don't need my help. If you haven't listened to them, definitely do. I think you'll enjoy them if you enjoy Hainai. I think if I had more time, I might have even, like, translated the entire script into Tagalog and just read that. But I didn't. So thank you so much. We're working on the next episode, which will be coming out next Sunday. It's called Sinungaling or Lies. And as always, to all our listeners, old and new, thank you, we love you, and hanggang sa muli. Statement ends. Happy April Fools!
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.